tell you what your place is. Ain't gotta change a thing about you, swear that don't make sense. The baddest, you already the baddest. Do damage, not the way you do damage. Do that shit, not the way you do that shit. You already the baddest. Do damage, love the way you do damage. Do that shit,
yeah.
Love the way you do that shit.
We was in Miami when I fucked you on the balcony. It was hitting so good it made me put you on the salary. Taking all your time, I know your new niggas be tired of me. I got you acting allergic to these people like you got allergies. I bless you, ain't no probably. I let you come and slide with me like Six Flags. This ain't first class, so economy, this big bag. On a big jet, right beside of me, got your mommy and your auntie and them. Thinking you hit the lottery, like throw that shit, she throwing it. Ass fat, she showing it. She the baddest, knowing it. And I'm super savage, when you fuck me, put some hoe in it. When he ask you what your place is, just tell him that it's over with, for real. You and me.
Don't ever let no man try to tell you what your place is. Ain't gotta change a thing about you, swear that don't make sense. The baddest, you already the baddest. Do damage, love the way you do damage. Do that shit, love the way you do that shit.
You got the Richie Millie with the flow down. The most from out of town, they even know your style. Only fans is just to hold them down. Our romance is on our own account. Mark Cuban, Elon Musk of this rap shit. I resort to selling dust, talking backflips. My ambition, her potential, call it urgency. R.I.P. the Juice World, he had the world to see. I'm rolling up the Ouija, bumping Trippy Red. Before we go to East, you know to give me head. I know we in the league competing by ourselves. I'm the only one you need, the mother niggas fail. Not his first bitch, I fuck you, baby.
Don't ever let no man try to tell you what your place is. Ain't gotta change a thing about you, swear that don't make sense. The baddest, you already the baddest. Do damage, love the way you do damage. Do that shit, love the way you do that shit. The baddest, you already the baddest. Do damage, love the way you do damage.
Sit you on the top, I love to watch you levitate. Lick you from the bottom to the top in every way. Eyes closed, let me describe it, you just how you taste. Put them diamonds on your neck and drape them around your waist. Road to riches, I could tell you that's a bumpy road. Every pair of heels, that's just to make you touch your toes. When I fuck you on the beach, I'm trying to touch your soul. Birthday sex, that's only when I fuck you slow. I done shared a lot, but you can get the most. I prepared the pot, so now let's make a toast. No longer just my bitch, it's time to take an oath. I've been watching J&B and I've been taking notes. Real talk, biggest.
Don't ever let no man try to tell you what your place is. Ain't gotta change a thing about you, swear that don't make sense. The baddest, you already the baddest. Do damage, love the way you do damage. Do that shit, love the way you do that shit.
I wouldn't expect to come on that early.
Do that.
Do that.
Mic check.
Do that.
Oh, his mic off. Good. There we go.
Mic.
Nope.
Mic is not off. Oh, it is. I'm back.
That's crazy.
I'm back.
Kept it off.
Crew Season Podcast. We are back again. This is episode 157.
Damn
it feels good.
You see, the Spanish ain't wear off, baby. Thomas still here.
Goddamn questions.
OT is in the building.
What's up, baby? What's good?
Y'all know that Dean is back in his office.
D-Trill AC, man. Another episode of the Crew Season Podcast. God damn it, it feels good to be back, man. How y'all boys doing, man?
Gucci. 157, just so y'all know. Episodio. Y'all know what it is, man. Spanish and never rusty. Shout out to the young lady that I seen at Wingstop a couple weeks ago. I'm, you know, getting my food and leaving. All I heard was Spanish puppy. Yo, my ears perked up. I had to look around like, who know my name?
Who know my name?
You heard that, didn't you?
But yeah, I didn't get a name, but she said she loved the pod, love y'all. You know what I'm saying? So,
Man, salute to her, man. We appreciate it. God damn it. We back. Been a lot of popular demand. We took this little month off, man. Boys thinking we done broke up. They thinking all type of shit going on.
All day messaging me, asking me what stuff fed. I thought y'all was doing this on this day.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You know, smooth sound. I'm sorry. God damn it. And again, man, for the competition, man, I hate to disappoint y'all, but no, we ain't broke up yet. Y'all niggas.
You understand me?
Niggas thought they was going to elevate right quick.
I seen y'all putting out hella videos.
I see it, baby. I ain't mad at y'all trying to take the blueprint, baby. I see it.
Everybody looking like us.
Look, man.
It's crazy. Sounding like
what
us.
What can I say, man?
One to wear the same jewelry as us.
Hey,
whoa.
Want to be married as long as us, so to be validated in what they saying.
Whoa.
I see y'all out here, yeah. Hey. But I keep my mouth closed.
Real?
But fuck all that, I'm with the beef now.
Part beef?
Yeah,
with the,
all
beef.
That.
I like it.
Everybody like can
energy.
Get it.
Hard wars.
Yeah, like damn me.
Man. I be sitting back watching it, gang. I ain't, you know, again, we ain't gonna knock the hustle publicly because we ain't no haters.
Yeah.
But see y'all niggas trying to steal the sauce, man. I see it, baby.
Hey, they say the formula work, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ain't gotta be McDonald's. They could be Burger King.
Just pay homage.
That's all. You know?
That's it. I just wanna hear in front of all them videos, shout out to Crew Season. This is what I stole it from. Then go into your shit.
I stole it from.
Borrowed.
You know what I'm saying?
I borrowed.
I'm saying, niggas, man. I'm saying you. We watching. We just want to let that know. While we was gone, man, it's a lot to happen.
Too much.
We're going to try to cover as much of it as we can, but we got to start with the hottest topic going on right now first. Lori Harvey is, again, a single woman. She is broken up with Franklin from Snowfall.
Franklin from Snowfall is crazy.
He gonna always be Franklin.
That's not his name.
What's his name? Damson Idris. Damson Idris.
Yes.
Officially a single man. Apparently they was at a party together and they didn't even look each other way, man. It got that toxic. So of course it's Lori Harvey. So it gets the people going. You got one end of the spectrum saying, "See, she a hoe, man. This girl getting passed around the whole industry." Then you got others saying, "Nah, she's standing for what it is that she worth. She ain't putting up with nothing from these niggas." What side of the fence do y'all fall on that?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, my opinion. Hey, let her live, man. She came out of it with no babies. Hey. Right now, in my opinion, she dating around the right way. A lot of y'all would have came out with 2-3 babies with the dude she done dated.
Definitely.
So, in my opinion, hey, she can do what she want to do. But a lot of y'all not on that level. So, don't compare yourself to that level. You'll never be there. I'm here to tell you.
It's just wild. Not to cut you off. I'm going to let you go right after. It's just wild that so many grown-ass women are looking up to 25-year-old Lori Harvey like she they OG. That is crazy to me. As far as like the standard as to how we should be moving, the blueprint as to how
that's because they want to live like that.
That woman is 25 years old.
They live through her.
39. Jesus, have some poof. Go ahead, O. What you was going to say? I'm going to cut you off.
I was just going to simply say, you know, I'm mature now. And I think the only reason why she's looked at like that because she's in the public light. She don't seem like that type of person that's always out there vying for attention. Like, she's not like some of these artists and entertainers that's out here right now. Mm-hmm. Like, she is far from that. If she in the cut, if she, you know, if you see pictures, a lot of times it's other people that's posted her.
Right.
And now, I don't follow her, so, you know, I don't know how often she, you know, posts and stuff. But when I do see a picture of her, it's like paparazzi or TMZ or someone's like, oh, we caught her here, or she was over here for this party, that party. So, for the most part, she seemed like she just, you know, in the cut. She dating. She trying to find her person. You know, I hear allegedly, you know, some people be on contracts, which, hey, if you got it like that, I understand. Black China had that, too. You trying to date me, it's X amount of dollars for X amount of time, so...
Oh, wait, you mean like dating contracts, like structured dating contracts, what you saying?
Allege.
Jesus Christ.
Allege.
That's crazy.
I cannot confirm or deny. But.
Never.
You know, hey, it ain't, you know, it works for some people. They could benefit from it, you know, being in the public eye, being in a relationship that tends to kind of help you a little bit because you do seem normal. You do seem like date worthy, which can help you in other avenues. You can go to dates. You can go to different events and have somebody in your arms. So,
Black China.
You know. I get it. Who?
With Black China.
No. I'm just saying in general.
Black China 10 years ago, it meant something a little different than it mean now.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got to
just having somebody in your arm, bringing them to an event, and like, you know, it means it carry a little bit of weight.
No, I mean, it carry a lot of weight because if you think about it, a lot of rappers who are lit now, or like their relationship had a lot to do with that. Right, we can look at a plethora of examples. Moneybagg Yo being one, Lil Durk being two, G Herbo being three, Jay-Z
Gates
being four, Gates. You see what I'm saying? Like their relationship played a big role because what that King Von with Asian Doll, it plays a role because it brings in the women who care about this relationship thing. So now you got these women buying your albums and stuff. As before, you were single, you out there rapping about shooting niggas and all types of stuff like that. Women don't want to necessarily hear that. You see what I'm saying? But if you are in a publicized relationship with a Ari Fletcher, with a, you know, Beyonce, with a, you know, whoever, you see what I'm saying? Now it gives it a little more credence. Let me do a little digging. Oh, this is a cute couple. This is, you know, ASAP Rocky, Rihanna. This is a cute couple. This is, oh, my God. So now let me listen to his music a little closer. And now you start noticing your numbers pick up, your listens pick up, your tour sales pick up, all that, because people are just as concerned with your relationship as they are your music. So that has been a proven formula on the low. On the lowest of lows, it's been a proven formula. Date somebody popular, and you're gonna see your numbers. You're gonna see your numbers go through the roof. Mm. Wow, it's wild, but it's the truth. But as far as Lori, hey man, it's just interesting, man. Because for most women who out here moving like she moving, they would call her a hoe. They would, but Lori is gorgeous, and Lori is low key, and she is, you know, she don't really speak a lot. So she get a pass to do what a lot of women would be bashing other women for doing.
A lot of women do it already.
I agree.
But they don't get... But I also think you don't get crucified when you're in a relationship. Mm. So I think that separates. Like, if you were just out here single and just doing whatever, you just see them with this person, see them with that person. But the fact that each person that she's with, for the most part, is like... public relationship, like we are an item. And so, you know, if you break up, okay, cool, that just situation didn't work out, I'm on to the next. So it don't look as bad because you actually, it seemed like you was trying situation. To do something with that person. Yeah,
but I mean, even Lori, like if you look at her, you remember Lori was dating Diddy and his son at, like consecutively or something like that. You see what I'm saying?
It was like one in between.
Okay, it was one in between. So basically consecutively. So what I'm saying is this, right? Put anybody else in that spot, they're going to say, oh, you a toss. You getting ran through. You getting passed around. Damn, you dated the daddy and the son. This is crazy. That's like, what you want? You see what I'm saying? But for her, she get a pass. And again, I ain't hate. I don't give a damn. I just find it intriguing how different that the, like, outrage is in comparison to, like, anybody else. Because I remember Kim K, when Kim K was dealing with rappers and athletes.
That's literally what I was about to say. That was my example.
All kind of hoes and all kind of sluts. Oh, she dating this NBA player. Now she dating Kanye. Now she dating this baseball player. Now she dating him. Now she dating him. It's calling
her. Did her race play a part in it?
Who, Kim K?
Yeah. Because she was dating all
a little bit because she was dating black men. So that's what,
Yep, you're right.
Because she was dating, black men.
Because that they already didn't want to see that, for one. But, yeah. You're right.
Okay.
But again, my thoughts on it, I mean, she a grown woman, man. She can do what she want to do.
And I like how she moving. She keep her mouth closed and let the other people talk for her.
I love that.
She not doing no talking. She don't get no hints. You see her with a person, you see she with a person. You see her, you not seeing her with her, she not with them.
And that's the thing, man. Like, women don't realize how much further they can get just by practicing some discretion, man.
You know what I'm saying? And she don't, ain't no information leaked out about none of these men ever.
Because she making them sign NDAs.
You know what I'm saying? Which protect them too.
Right. Right.
Which protects them too. So my opinion, the way she moving, I fucks with it.
Facts.
But what is she looking for? That's what if I was in front of her, like, that's what I would ask. What are you looking for? Because the men that you have dated,
been all over the spectrum.
That, but a lot of women out here, I'm talking at least 90% of the field, would do anything to be with that group of men that you had access to.
I think that's the entry, though, bro. I think she literally, like, collecting men like trophies. She is a man eater. We can hide behind this relationship shit all we want to, but I know a man eater when I see it. It's a situation where I'm dating these men because of how many women want these men. This shit ain't by accident. But Michael B. Jordan been one of the most sought after men in the industry for years. And she went right for him. You see what I'm saying? And it damps in the same way when Snowfall started going crazy. All these women, especially when he came out and he had the accent, all these women just, like, oh my God, all right. And then a couple months later, you see her with him. It's like she collecting trophies, which I'm not mad at it, because as a man, if we in a position, we're going to do the same thing. That's why we be saying men date, oh, why niggas date the same six women over and over? It's because those six, seven women are highly desired. And when I get them, it's gonna give my legend a bit more credence. You see what I'm saying? It ain't even about them. Now, she ain't necessarily looking for no relationship. That's why all these relationships lasted about the same amount of time. If you look at it, all her relationships last about the same amount of time. I mean, I'm getting in here. I'm getting the look for being in a relationship. And I'm with one of the hottest dudes in the world. And then when I get tired of this, I'm gone.
But how many Lori Harveys are there right now in the industry?
One.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's not that many.
It's even one.
Even women out there, period, for dudes to be dating.
It's one.
I don't relationship.
I don't know, man. I think it's about four.
No. It's a few of them. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Looks-wise, it's a few of them. But with the way she carry herself, no information bleeds out. You don't find out that she not with said person until an event happened or somebody snapping photos and all that type of stuff. With the way she's moving, it's only her.
You know what? I take that back. You're right. Because the other women that I had in mind, they had kids by the dudes that they was dealing with.
Okay.
Lori ain't giving them none of that, baby.
Nothing.
I'm in and out of there with no attachments, my boy.
That's what she doing.
Real rap. So, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you gotta respect the hustle. Hypothetically speaking, all of us are single.
Okay.
And we in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Would Lori Harvey be a desirable person to go after? And again, I'm not saying chase. I'm saying we in the same party. Y'all get to kicking it just on the random. Y'all chopping it up, boom, boom, boom. Is that something that you would entertain as a single man?
As a single man?
Yeah.
You got damn right. Cause just as much as I would be a trophy, she would be a trophy too.
I agree.
You understand too? Yeah. At the party, you already know how we gonna be anyway. Like, we're not gonna just be trying to hound and be all over.
We gonna play it cool. Yeah.
But would she be somebody that's like on your list? Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like you know, okay, this shit ain't going nowhere long term.
Mm-hmm.
But would you still want to do it anyway?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Just for the aesthetic.
Because we know the industry that we in, first off.
Exactly. There we go.
Understood.
Yeah.
So just being, in a way, seen with her for maybe 2 weeks is the look.
It's going to clout you up.
Yeah, it's just the look. So, yeah.
All right, man. Prayers to all parties involved. We're going to keep it pushing. Keke Palmer, another person we've covered very, very, very frequently on this podcast. For those who've been living under a rock, she went to the Usher show. Usher serenaded her, and you know, her man came out and made some statements going against that, and that caused a just wildfire on social media. Now they are separated. The relationship is over. And now they were in court fighting for custody of their 8-month-old child. And in the middle of these court proceedings, Keke Palmer has alleged that her man has abused her on multiple occasions. And after these accusations were made public by, you know, by the transcriber or whatever in the courtroom, pictures were leaked. And apparently they had some Irene cameras in the house, showed him grabbing her or, like, getting kind of aggressive with her. Now, again, it's not video. It's pictures, so we got to judge it by what we can judge it by. But it looked like he was dragging her over the top of the couch in a couple of these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to lie, it looked a little crazy. But I just want to get y'all take on how this whole thing has unfolded. Did we miss any signs? Did we? Because now it's a viral video going around of them kind of on a date or something, and they talking about Scorpio or Virgo. You heard that. And at the end of it, he get a little annoyed and he get a little aggressive. Not saying physical, but just like combative, extra combative. And people saying, see, look, the red flag's been there. Y'all just didn't see it. You know how niggas do. But what's y'all thoughts on how this whole thing unfolded, man? Domestic abuse accusations are a very serious claim.
A very serious claim. But when I'm looking at this shit, bro, I understand every house that I've ever been in that had cameras in their crib, they not just taking photos.
Right.
They are all videos. Hell, they're not taking no photos. It is video of everything. So you in the courthouse and all they have is video. All they have is pictures.
Yeah. Look, in the wild shit, it looked like screenshots of a video.
You understand?
That's
me?
What it looked like.
Where's the actual video at?
Right.
That's what I want to know. Because otherwise, it look fishy. It look funny. You can make anything look a certain way in a picture. But in video, we all know it. Video don't lie, baby. Yeah, that eye in the sky don't lie.
That's true.
But in a picture, you can pause it at a certain moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can make it, yeah. That's
you
true.
Understand me? Yeah. And make it look a certain way.
But the wild part is that when the pictures dropped, people were saying the same thing you were saying. And then you got the women saying, oh, see, the evidence done dropped and y'all still won't even give it the benefit of the doubt.
I hate that for people.
Lose.
I hate that for our people. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of these women be having sons.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? What if this happened to your son and then it came out to be he was innocent?
Right.
Then how would you say this? Then how would you look at this? How would you look at any situation going forward? Already, dealing with men.
You already know implicit bias makes people,
you understand,
contradict
me?
Themselves.
I walk in that's the middle of this shit, bro. Like, yeah, I understand how the pictures look. You can make pictures look a certain way. But if it was taken on a ring camera, that means it's video out there.
Yep. Drop the video.
Why the video not in evidence? The picture shouldn't even been there. Why the video? Where the video at? Because if it can be screenshotted on something, that mean that video can be sent.
Mm-hmm.
That mean that video is saved somewhere.
So it can be screen recorded.
It can
same
be
way
screen
that y'all
recorded.
Took the pictures. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We all know pictures can be made a certain way. Hell, I can be reaching for something and it can be looking like I'm grabbing a girl ass. And y'all send that to my wife and it look a certain way that I can't explain. But when she see the video, hey, I was reaching for something on the table. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even noticed the woman ass right there. You get what I'm saying? So that the picture shit, bro, like I can't believe that when they saying it's from a ring camera that records 24/7. We all know this. Every single person that has security on their home knows this. You understand me? Where is the video evidence? That's all I'm saying. Once the video dropped, then we make our assumptions. But pictures, I understand everything can look a certain way. Hell, you can even pay some people to make a picture do what it do.
These boys getting good with all this AI technology.
You get what I'm saying?
So a picture's worth 1,000 words.
I'll tell you what, man. This situation just looked like a mismatch right from the gate. And this is goes back. And again, I don't want to come up like I'm victim blaming. Like you should have knew he was a... No. But what you did, what you could have seen... was the fact that he don't take too kindly to what comes with you being famous.
Yeah.
Right? Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a broke guy. This guy comes from money. His family is, I can't remember who they are, but they got money. So it's not a money thing. But dating a woman who gets a lot of attention is not for every man. It is famous. It's not for every man. and he don't seem like the type that that's for. He not. Right? Because put us in that Usher situation. Even if we had a problem with it, we not going public with it. I'm going to text you when you get home. I'm going to say, baby, you was wilding. That was too much. That was too much. But we not going to come to Twitter on a public platform, and I know you a celebrity, and I know this tweet is going to go crazy, and then I bleed my insecurity out to the world. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a, but again, that speaks to the character of this man. That speaks to the confidence level of this man, the self-esteem of this man. And that type of shit is not that hard to spot. So for them to make it this far into the relationship, that's what's head-scratching about this shit to me.
That's what tell me what he used to deal with, too. He used to dealing with women underneath him.
Exactly.
That allows him to dictate everything.
Yep.
You just can't do that with Kiki. You know what I'm saying? Because Kiki was famous before you, and she going to be famous after you, baby.
Which is what it is.
You got to know that going into this shit.
So now they fighting for custody. And like I said, these accusations done been made. Domestic abuse. These pictures done leaked. He done.
I hate that they fighting for that bullshit, bro.
8 month old baby. He ain't gonna never see this baby.
I fucking hate that, bro. I hate that for everybody that go through that shit.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because that baby is innocent to y'all situation. No matter what y'all done been through. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand if guns was drawn and all this type.
Right. That
somebody died on somebody's side. I can understand that. That's when y'all, hey, go fight for full custody. Keep these motherfuckers away.
Yeah, that's
you
different.
Know what I'm saying. But outside of that, whatever y'all go through, bro, like your kid don't. With y'all separated now. Y'all ain't gonna never be back together. So your kid will never see that, regardless,
bro.
You get what I'm saying? So y'all up here fighting for full custody, bro. That mean your kid lose a piece of them.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Which is gonna make it hard for one side of the family. And I'm not just talking about Kiki's situation. I'm talking about everybody that go through this. The kid is gonna miss a side of their family, bro, that mm-hmm. they never get to grow up with. And then when they do finally grow up, the family gonna treat them like they're a stranger.
Yep.
They're gonna treat them like it's a stranger. And in my opinion, that ain't right, because you and your feelings about somebody. You understand me? Are you and the baby daddy or the baby moms can't get along? That's not right, in my opinion. You understand me? It's different ways to communicate until that kid get old enough to communicate itself and say, hey, I'm ready to be picked up. You understand me? Hey, pop, I'm coming this way. Or hey, mom, I'm coming this way. That way y'all ain't never got engaged. But while the baby a baby, y'all got to find some type of common ground, or just, even if it's just, hey, meet me here. I'm going to be here every day. Well, not every day, but on the days when it's time for you to get your child, I'm going to be right here at this time. I'm going to wait for an hour.
Right.
Simple and plain. Y'all ain't got to discuss nothing. You understand me? If the kid's sick, that's the only thing y'all need to talk about. Hey, they got a little slight cough or whatever, and then keep it pushing. You understand me? But most of the time, it's going to be hand off, bam. I just hate that the kid got to go through y'all shit, bro. You understand me? And then you start complaining about the other side when you want to go do shit. Because the person that had a kid more often, one day you going to want to go do shit, and you ain't going to want to bring the kid with you. Everybody not in Kiki's situation where she can pay for maids and have all these people around to assist her. Everybody not in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? The common folk not in that. So for the common folk that go through this shit, bro, like, you got to think about how it's going to affect you too. Because what you asking for in full custody is, hey, no matter what's going on, he is not liable for nothing but paying.
Right.
Or she is not liable for nothing but paying child support.
So when they do that, you got to take what come with it.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't complain and say, hey, this person a dead because they don't want to take their child, and they got their girl over there, they got their boyfriend over or whatever. Or you can't complain when you want to go out of town for a month or something, or 2 weeks, and they don't want to take the kid over to their crib, even though it's their child. You took that from them in the courts. You know, so you got to take the bad with the good when you want to do that. So you got to understand what you asking for. And then on top of that, you also got to understand what you telling your child is, I don't give a fuck about your other side of your family. Your bloodline. That's what you telling your child unconsciously. And I think that's terrible, bro.
Mm. Yeah, think my boy summed that up perfectly well. You got something to add to that?
Nah, Smooth did his thing.
All right, we're going to keep it pushing, man. We're going to get to something a little more lighthearted. Joe Smith, man. I don't know if y'all familiar.
Oh, we're going to do that?
But Joe Smith is an ex-NBA player, man. He, bro, used to be a whole bucket back in the day.
Wow,
you understand
bro.
Me? But recently.
Yo. Yo.
Recently, his wife, or he found out that his wife was a participant in an app entitled OnlyFans. And this was his response to this. This was what the altercation looked like.
I can't believe I'm sitting here just finding out you got an OnlyFans account. Out of all these years, you know, the disrespect that comes with it, that you couldn't even talk to me before you did it, that's bullshit, yo. That's fucked up, please. I'm telling you, yo, that's fucked up.
Wait. Wait, no, 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 cop, but you're not gonna say fuck me or that's fucked up. It's not fucked up.
You recording me? What the fuck you doing?
Listen, it's not fucked up and we're going to. Okay, look, so I have an OnlyFans page and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course I'm mad if you just finding out about it.
I'm not doing it with anybody but myself, so why should I have to tell you? My choice, my body. My body, my fucking choice.
I'm your partner. You're supposed to come to me and talk to me.
Joe, I've been talking to you about mad things. I've been asking for solutions to shit. You're not giving me none, so I created one.
That's no solution. Not in my book. That's no solution.
You knew who the fuck I was when you met me.
Before, I knew that.
I thought that I would never have to go back to anything like this again. Beforehand, but unfortunately, no. That's not the case right
after that,
now.
After that, everything's supposed to change.
Everything did change.
No. Obviously, everything, it hasn't.
No, it had to. I had
obviously
to do something.
It hasn't. You stood out there showing your body. You stood out there doing stuff like this on camera.
You act like that's the only thing that I do. I have mad jobs, but they're not facilitating everything that needs to be done. So I got something extra. OnlyFans be breaking me off. What the fuck?
Come on, Keith, with that. It don't matter what they breaking you off. It's the disrespect that comes with it.
What disrespect?
You couldn't come and talk to me about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about it now.
Can I have to find out on the fly?
All right, then. But now, okay.
No,
so, wait.
I had to find out on the fly.
So now you know.
Yeah, now I know.
Okay. And so? Whatever.
Whatever is the sentiment. Now, again, just as a refresher, Joe Smith was an NBA player for a while, man. It had to be at least a decade or something like that. He was rumored to have made about $62 million throughout his career.
Damn.
And this young lady that he got married to, now again, for context purposes, she was an adult actress when he met her.
When you say adult actress,
what
you mean? You mean like she was over 18 acting?
I like the vernacular. I like the vernacular.
I just need clarification.
I like that.
She was an able-bodied adult.
I like the word choice you chose out the dictionary.
I just need clarification.
Technically, yes. But also, adult entertainment is an industry. Mm-hmm. Now, a multi-billion dollar industry.
When you say adult
billions
entertainment,
of dollars.
You say what?
When you say adult entertainment.
Wow.
Okay, she was a porn star.
Porn star. There we go.
Let's put shit on the table. She was a porn star for years. Threesomes.
Good at it, I heard.
Bunch of 10 dudes at a time. It was a lot of stuff going on. You see what I'm saying? When he met her and he knew this, right? But he cuffed her anyway and he got married to her anyway. And for a while, he was still in the league. He was getting that bag. He was making that money. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to chill. I'm going to put all that to the side. I'm going to just be your woman, da da da. But apparently, the money didn't dry it up. And that's why she was saying without saying. It's like, yeah, I didn't talk to you about a lot of things. I didn't came to you, and now you left me no choice but to go out here and figure it out on my own. So what that tells me is that the $62 million is gone. And what that tells me is shit getting a little tight. She done got used to this lifestyle, and he is unable to provide that lifestyle, so she went back to what she knows.
All right, so I got a question. Mm-hmm. I got one question. I only got one question.
Mm-hmm.
How old is this woman?
I would say mid.
About 50.
Yeah, about, yeah.
Somewhere around 49.
I'm gone. 50. I'm gone. How long they been married?
I think 10 years.
I'm gone.
Yeah, 13 years.
Okay. So they've been married 13 years, but how long they been dating? How long they been together?
To my knowledge.
Because you got to realize, when you a man of that stature, you got that type of bread. Mm-hmm. The moment you meet this woman and you in a sense, like, I'm taking her serious. I want to be with this woman. You spending that cachet on her.
Right.
You putting her in that lifestyle from that moment on.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So when did that happen? Dating wise, because they've been married 13 years. You just don't fall into a marriage. So how long they been together?
If she a porn star, go ahead, though. Go ahead.
I'm trying to put the whole timeline together. I don't remember the exact number, but I do remember her saying he was out there. He pretty much got locked out the NBA. Like, they hold him.
Yeah.
When they had that lockout, they mm-hmm. didn't bring him back.
Yeah. It was like, what, 06?
That's not the other one. It was like 11?
09.
No, 09 or something like that. Okay. Around that time.
Right.
Whenever that was. So, but they had got together, if I'm not mistaken, like shortly before that. So, and she was on the Breakfast Club, or she was on another one spot too.
She been making
and she
rounds.
Was talking about that she owns her own like trucking business, some business. And she was like, he working for me. Like, she was going off. I own this business and that business. And
that's a woman like, that's not worthy.
Oh-wee.
She's not worthy.
She was like, you can tell though. Especially when she started doing them interviews, you could tell it was off clout. Like, she just really went back to her comfort zone. Like,
yeah, she wasn't worthy. She wasn't worthy of that man. She wasn't worthy. He knew that.
No way you.
So I blame him.
You spit on him like that and talk down on him and talk about how, you know, like, there's no way. No way.
She wasn't worthy of that. She wasn't worthy of having that lifestyle. You understand me? And you 50. You still chasing that type of life?
Putting a man out there like that?
That's crazy.
We wouldn't even know about it had you not posted it initially.
Yes, but you 50 chasing that type of life? You 50
mm-hmm.
with an OnlyFans?
Just context. Since this broke, they say she's doing about $20,000 a month in OnlyFans now. But continue.
50 with an OnlyFans.
She don't use it.
Bro, I'm out, bro.
Just gotta put it on the table.
I'm out, bro.
That's what they telling me.
She said she got needs. She got a lifestyle.
Okay.
That's what she said. Literally.
She 50. I give her till she about 56.
It's over with.
It's over with. It's mm-hmm. over with.
I tell you what though, she still look good for age.
I feel you.
Now, unless you go back to doing porn, they got a category for that.
Guilt.
Senior citizen.
Yeah, I mean,
but you gotta realize that's her working for chump change. Cause from my knowledge, that the actors don't really get too much of nothing.
Well, certain, it's the producers.
Well, you know,
yeah.
it's the producers that put the video out, that edit the video, and then put the video out, and you know what I'm saying. That's the people that make the bread.
It's just like the movie industry. It's like Denzel gonna take home 20 a movie at least. Leo, he gonna take home 20 at least, but C-list, you might. 20,000. That might be the draw. You see what I'm saying? But again, it's about levels. And apparently, when she was doing her, you know what I mean, when she was in her prime, she was top three. So when bro met her and took her out the game, so she was eating.
Okay.
And then, like I say, she said, "I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna be this housewife for you." Blah blah blah. And then, just like you say, the lockout came, and then the faucet cut off, and then we seen the real. But going back to what Smooth said. I cannot blame her.
Mm-mm.
I don't have an ounce of blame for her, because again, we as men, and this is what burns me up about men, dog. We'll sit here and complain on the back end over some shit that we knew was bullshit right out of the gate, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's similar to us garnering a woman's attention with our money, and then we get her. And we fall on a rough patch, and our money go out the window, and we are confused as to why she's left us. She was there for the money.
Period.
You attracted her with the money. You knew what her intentions was. This is a porn star. And you was rich and in the NBA. And you sitting up here confused as to why she would go back to all she know to make money. She was making money with sex work before you. And now the money that
hell,
the money
that's how
up.
She got you.
That's how she got you.
Mm-hmm.
You only seen it because you was watching porn. You nasty motherfucker.
That boy say, "Ooh, she look good.
I got a wife.
I gotta go get her."
That's wild.
That's crazy.
I got a wife that watching the porno.
You gotta realize he met her at the top of her game.
Yeah.
Top three in the porn industry.
Top three in the industry.
That's good talk. You could talk your shit.
That's a fact.
You understand me? You met her at that level. So she ain't doing no chump change shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You go to her. The only way you find out who this woman is if you watching porn and all that. You don't just stumble into this woman.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen.
Okay.
So you know who this woman is because you watching porn.
She was at the right party.
No. You know who this woman is. And even if she at the right party, you know what she do. You get what I'm saying? After a couple conversations and talking to her, you know what she do for a living. Mm-hmm. So bam, with knowing that, and then on top of that, she top three. She can't hide her face.
Mm-hmm.
Cause perverting niggas is like, oh, I dress up to you every day. You know what I'm saying?
You got you a good one, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
You got you a good one.
So with knowing that, you still tell her, look, hey, I want you to stop doing all that, man. Hey, come stay with me. Come live with me, man. I'm gonna take care of you. Cause you know that's what the conversation was. I got all this bread, I'm gonna take care of you.
All that was porn the money stuff. That's on me only.
Yeah.
Nigga just got that new contract too.
That's what it was. So she was only there for the bread, bro. Off the rip, you bought this woman, and now you mad that when your money go low and you can't provide what you was providing when you had damn near all of that $68 million, she go back to doing what she doing. And right now she doing soft porn.
Right.
Just doing it with toys. And if she making $20,000 a month now.
You seen it? You seen the clip, Smooth?
I seen the clip with her going, like talking to him. The clip he played, I seen that.
No, I mean, you see the clip on her
OnlyFans.
No, hell no.
I had to make sure.
But if she doing soft porn and she making 20 bands now, like he just said.
A month.
She making 20 bands a month. Idea, she the breadwinner now.
Context. This is not. She recently made an appearance on Cam and Mace show.
I seen that.
They interviewed her.
And Mace shot his
Cam
shot.
Was not Cam.
I mean, Cam.
And Cam, she was talking about her other businesses. It's like bro just said, she got multiple businesses. One of them is a masseuse business.
Mm-hmm.
So Cam was like, well, you know, do you do the masseuses personally?
She said, mm-mm.
She was like, nah, I got workers to do it. Just say, I used to at one point, but now I got workers. So he said, so are you willing to do the masseuses personally for me? She was like, well, I mean, we can kind of work it out and see what's going on.
We're trying to shoot, nigga.
Oh, she gone.
Exactly. That's exactly what I took from it. I say, yeah, it's old.
It's old.
Because it's old. She got the clout that she was looking for. Now she's a bigger celebrity than he is at this point. Let's call it what it is. I forgot Joe Smith was, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, but back when he was hooping, he was
another,
a bucket.
Another a bucket. Fool. Another fool make all that money.
Yeah.
Don't go invest into a woman that's there for you. Our odds is that it was that woman that you was that was down for you before you got drafted. Odds is she was there for you.
That's it.
You understand me? And you didn't keep her with you and teach her. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or allow her to be your safety net. You understand me? Like you, a lot of, we always see it. A lot of them think that money will never run out.
Of course.
And when it does, and you didn't marry somebody like this, Jesus. This is what happens to you.
Thank you.
This is what happened to you. Or you married to somebody like this here, and they divorce you and take the rest of what you got and send your ass back into poverty.
Right.
That's what would be happening. Because you made an ill decision with a woman that you knew you shouldn't have did. You shouldn't have been with. You shouldn't have tried to build nothing with. Nothing. But you wanted the look. You see what the look get you? Looking goofy with your goofy ass.
Yes. That's what happened. That's what happened.
See what the look get you? Looking goofy.
I ain't got nothing to add to that.
With your goofy ass.
So we're going to keep it moving. Speaking of goofy, Dwight Howard.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
Oh, yo. Shit.
Yo. I told y'all we got a lot to catch up on, man.
Yo.
Dwight Howard, recently, he's in court.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
It's his business.
It's his business, but it's public record because he's in court. Mm. So what happened is that apparently there was a young man, young man, who came out and said that when he had went to Dwight Howard's room,
mm-hmm.
There was another man there.
Yep.
And there were expectations of him performing sexual acts. And not only expectations, but forcible participation stemming from Dwight Howard. Threats, all type of stuff to where, nah, you gonna do this. Mm-hmm. And then Dwight Howard just allegedly pulled the man's pants down and did his thing. You see what I'm saying? So this man is in court alleging that this is what happened. Right? So, of course, this hits the news, goes crazy. Right? But people so caught up on the fact that it's a man, they ain't even tripping on the sexual assault. They tripping on, wait, Dwight was in the room with three men having sex? So Dwight, you know, of course, is he catching a lot of backlash, obviously so. And he comes out and he makes a video. I couldn't find a video, but essentially, he was in the video saying.
There's a few of them.
There's a few of them. Y'all weird. Y'all more concerned with my sexual life than y'all is with y'all on. Like, who cares about who I got in my bedroom? It's my bedroom. Like, damn, why y'all so concerned?
You got to do the voice, too.
Why y'all so concerned with my bedroom? Like, damn, like, it's crazy. So that was the sentiment. Mm-hmm. So I want to get y'all take on this whole ordeal, sexual assault accusations, homosexuality accusations. Did y'all, were the signs there or were y'all caught off guard?
No comment.
I'm going to say this. Were the signs there? I don't know, but I've seen several stories about Dwight Howard in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't the first one. I've heard about like how he just throw wild parties and, you know, same like a lot of celebrities. You know, no cell phone. They, you know, just hey, what happened? What happens? What happens? But this situation, I think somebody is just trying to extort him for some money. I think so.
That's why I ain't got no comment.
I think that, again, this is Dwight doing his thing or whatever. Now, stuff that transpired, I don't know. Again, but allegedly they had exchanged pictures, they exchanged text messages, all this stuff.
Context. We've got to explain what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the man who's making the accusations, he been chopping it up with Dwight for a while on the phone, DMs, things of that nature. Dwight says, hey, I'm going to be at this hotel on this day. I want you to pull up. So the guy pulls up thinking that he going to get a one-on-one with Dwight. They going to kick it. They going to do their thing. And then when he gets to the room,
he said,
it's a whole never grown man in there named Kitty.
But Kitty is dressed as a woman.
It's another grown man in there.
Kitty was a woman?
Named Kitty. A grown man.
That comes out the closet.
Named Kitty. So this was not in the plan. So when he get in here, he's like, wait a minute. This ain't what I signed up for. Dwight and Kitty, like, chill. It's all good. We can have fun together. Boom, boom, boom. Dude, like, I ain't with this. I came here for Dwight.
Okay.
Dwight gets up, towering over the guy. I think the guy like 5'7", something like that. Dwight about 7 foot down there. Like, nah, we gonna have fun. Just relax. He get a little aggressive with him.
Okay.
Throw him on the bed, pull his pants down, and start giving him oral sex. That's what the statement, the transcript said in court. Now, continue. I just want to give context.
Did the man say that he resisted at all?
Yes. But he said Dwight was too strong. He was too big.
The head was too strong? Pause.
I'm not gonna listen. Niggas trying to get canceled on the first episode.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Read the timestamp, please, somebody.
Bro, you know how aggressive you gotta be to force head on a nigga, man.
Fam, bro, this is what I don't understand. You gotta be hard. If I don't like it, I'm not gonna be hard, bro.
Yeah, no, he ain't saying about him being hard. He was sucking soft shit.
I don't know about
that. What, he was pinning them down and doming them up?
Allegedly, yeah,
one hand on the. You know, Dwight 7 foot 260. This man 5'7", 150. What are you gonna do? And Kitty right there. Kitty's about 6'3".
I don't know, bro. I don't want to visualize. I don't want to imagine. I don't want none of that with my eyes or my thoughts. All I'm saying is,
you got to stop laughing at sexual assault. Hey, this is not funny. And this is why they don't take us serious as men when we come out.
I don't like to speak on sexual assault until
the court is over with.
Yeah.
I got you.
When shit really hit the tape, because the initial shit is just what each party is accusing each other of.
Right.
And then once you go along, that's when you get the facts. So right now it's just accusing shit. You know what I'm saying? This person did this, this person did that. Now let's see what unfolds.
So,
but I am with Otis on some extorting shit.
I think it's a little,
I mean, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking it's on some extorting shit. But we could be wrong. Yeah, that's why I don't want to.
Absolutely. I could definitely be wrong. I don't want to speak on that.
Hey, that's the, hey, when the shit unfolds, then we can come back to this. Now, if it do come back true that he was forcing the dome on the man.
Forcing the dome is wild.
Big pause.
Oh my god. Boys is dope as wild, bro.
If it comes back to that, damn, that man gonna be looking crying.
You gotta shoot a nigga, man, at that point. Ain't no other alternative, man. That is wild. And then a big nigga named Kitty,
yo,
sitting there watching this.
Yo.
Nah, my nigga. I'm going to court too. Hey, man. Praying for you, baby. I hope you get this settlement.
Wow.
Because again, man, it's about, you know, nigga showed up to the rooms of holding the grown man up.
If he settles out of court, like if the white you need to settle, know. That tells me everything. And dude accept, like if dude accept the settlement or if he want a settlement, this tells me what I need to know.
Yeah.
You went there for money. Mm-hmm. You went there to change your life.
Yeah. He taking that bag. All right, we ain't gonna spend too much time on this, man. Prayers to all parties involved.
Damn, I'm praying for their downfall.
Yeah. But speaking of manipulation, Jada Pinkett recently, man, came out and made some statements. One of those being that her and Will have been separated for the past 7 years. Another of those being Tupac proposed to her while she was in jail. While he was in jail.
That's a lie.
Nigga just gonna disclaim what shit I. Thirdly, being when Will Smith got up and smacked Chris Rock, she was confused as to why he would do that, because in her mind they were already separated. They weren't married, even though technically paperwork still says that they married, but they've been separated for so long. So she was confused as to why he was.
Well, why the fuck was she at the event next to him?
Optics.
Man, no, man, that cap for her. That cap. She been capping for a long time. I'm talking about Tupac proposed to her, bro. I just seen this woman on TikTok, bro, break down the timeline.
Yeah, I seen that too.
The real timeline of, you know what I'm saying, Jada Pickett's timeline and Tupac. Is no way possible that could have happened.
What? Yeah.
She went in detail.
She went in detail on the time.
How the hell she know?
Hey, boy.
Yeah, she did some digging.
Yeah,
she did some digging. Because apparently when Tupac was in jail, he was writing a lot of notes and stuff like that. And he got married to a woman while he was in jail, and it wasn't Jada. So she started going back and analyzing. She looking at letters. She looking at dates. She looking at this. She looking at that. Okay, you was married. You was this. You was that way. It's impossible for y'all to be done collide. And she provided like 10 pieces of evidence. Bro. And I'm just like, damn. You know, that's crazy.
They could have had the conversation. No, bro,
she's
she lied, man.
What?
She lied, bro.
She's a... What's over a habitual liar?
A delusional.
Yeah,
delusional.
Yeah, she is delusional, like over the top.
Yeah,
delusional.
So she was obsessed with Pac. Pac wasn't obsessed with her.
Yes.
Reason being, because self admitted, her words not mine. She was very loose in the industry. For one, she was very promiscuous, quote unquote. That's the word she used. And for two, she was dealing with all types of different drug addiction, multiple different types of drug addiction. So Tupac, you know, of course, he married Quincy Jones' daughter, good girl, good, you know, things of that nature, low key, out the way, ain't got none of that other shit going on. So it would make sense as to why he wouldn't want to marry Jada, even though they've been knowing each other since they was kids. you done turned into a toss. I can't have you on my arm, you embarrassing me like that. But Will was just so fascinated with how Jada looked. He said, fuck it, I'm gonna put the cape on, come in here and save her, even though I know she's not really in love with me for real. She love him, but I'm gonna try to convince her.
I'm the fresh prince.
But during during that same time when her saying all this shit was happening, she was pregnant for Will while Will was still married.
Will didn't
want to get divorced from the model. That's why if you go back in time, you can still see pictures of the model on family vacations with them.
Yeah, as recently as last year, 2 years ago.
You can still see these things.
Yeah. For Will's oldest son, they be going on vacation together. Right. Like, Jada not there. It's just them. They on vacation.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but he didn't want to divorce that woman. He wanted to, in a sense, he wanted to be with all three of them.
Right.
That's what he wanted. Mm-hmm. But that woman at that time was like, hell no, I ain't going for that. Mm-hmm. And she divorced Will, so that's why Will married Jada. Mm-hmm. That's how all that shit came about. Jada bought a home that she never lived in because Will told her, come to LA. I got you. She bought a home that she never lived in.
That's cold.
Dang. But Tupac married you. Tupac said he wanted to marry you. The man was married to Quincy Jones' daughter, man.
And the whole reason that they got distant was because Jada was being a toss on the radio, on the rap video sets and things of that nature. Where Will had to come down there and like get her physically. Damn. And was like, I don't want you around him no more. And this right here was why they was dating.
My nigga always gotta have to prove his love.
Damn. Right. And he been doing it for 20 years and failed miserably. Which is why we have this.
She comes out and say, I didn't know we was married.
Yeah, she was like, we done been separated.
A woman.
6 years.
Y'all lucky I don't call women bees, but she need that.
That's wild.
She need that. You got the last name of this man. We talking Will Smith here.
Well, I mean, it was hyphenated.
Huh?
She didn't take the food.
That's real.
She hyphenated it.
She still got the name on. So if y'all was separated for all this time, why you didn't go get it dropped?
She didn't want to.
Because it's a business aspect. And that's another thing, too, that people keep saying, why Will don't want to get divorced. If you get divorced, she going to get half his money.
Yep, she going to get $100 million. Yeah. But at this moment,
trying to give it up.
My sanity is it's way more important than somebody. I'm going to be rich forever, regardless of what happens.
Exactly.
I'm going to be rich forever. But to stay with her just because I'm going to lose $100-150 million, never.
Problem is that ain't the only reason. Problem is he's still in love with her, despite all the crazy
shit. Regardless, because they didn't been through so much.
Correct. Any man that'll get up there and slap the shit out of somebody over a woman that you are no longer with, you ain't been married to for 6 years.
He said he didn't know that though. Remember when he took that video on that train? He didn't know none of that. He's like, I didn't know none of this. He took a video on Instagram where he was talking about what she came out and said.
He didn't know none of what?
That they were separated and all this type of shit.
He didn't know that.
I don't know.
That's what he said.
He said this after she had
She put the video out saying, I don't know why he was slapping Chris because I didn't know he was married. That's what he said. That's exactly what that man said.
She was dating August. Gave her permission to date August. Correct. So they had been separated or at some type of agreement.
Stop it, Will.
You know they had the agreement to talk to people, to talk to other people. That's why in the 90s or the late 90s, early 2000s, you would see him out with women, holding women, kissing on women, and all that type of shit. Nobody never spoke. You know NDAs are signed.
Of course.
The only thing ever leaked out from their situation, outside of the pictures and people speculating, was the August shit. That was the tumbling point.
Well, I think when he was with what's that chick? He was with one chick on vacation or something like that.
Was it J-Lo?
It was a white chick.
It was an actress that was with him in goddamn, what's the name of that movie?
It was a white chick.
Where he was where they was pickpocketing people. What's the name of that
Mr.
movie?
God.
They was in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. They was pickpocketing people. Mm-hmm. That white girl, white girl in that movie, who he was messing with. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, they been had this agreement on the table. The only thing leaked out was when the August shit happened, and then everything negative that came from the situation was all from her side.
I think, yeah, for sure. Everybody had already kind of speculated. But, you know, it was one of those things like, well, we just going to let them confirm it.
It looked like they always had an open, just private relationship.
Yes. Right. Yes.
It just became public and not private no more when the August shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she went on the embarrassment. It looked, for real, like just replaying it all and seeing how the timeline breaking up, it looked like she want him to divorce her.
Mm-hmm. And she, like, yeah, trying to force it out. Yeah. Force her way out.
Yeah, because either way, she going to get the money. Cheating and all that shit, because most people do the cheating, they don't get nothing and all right. that type of shit there. But since I'm pretty sure they got paperwork saying this is an open relationship, woo-doo-woo. I'm pretty sure that's on some type of prenup or whatever that protects her. So now she wilder. Mm-hmm. And me, I would have been gone.
I agree. All right, on that note, man, we're going to go ahead on and get into advice column.
God damn it. Yeah. Damn, man, I can't believe she doing it. Well, I can. Oh, that's twisted. Damn, that's a long clap for advice, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the messages. They done twisted it.
Mm. It sound like every room I ever walk in.
Oh,
that's what that clap sound like. I'm just saying, man, that clap sound like it. Oh my God, it is him.
It is he.
It is him. Is your feet tired, sire?
Sire.
We will pick you up and carry you around this room.
Hell nah.
We will carry you in this 50-story building. We will carry you everywhere,
up the steps. Hell no. Hold on, where we at? Let me make sure I'm damn, my voice sounds so deep.
It don't.
Relax. Hell no.
My voice sounds so deep. Man, who do you think he is? Eddie Kane before the drugs?
Eddie Kane.
Don't even think he can riff like me.
All right, first one, man, is from some Starlight. Mm-hmm. Patreon.
Okay.
All right, he said, hey, y'all, I just want to shout Smooth out for some things he said on episode 149.
God damn me, right. What I say.
All right.
He said, quote, unquote, something is going to happen that he's not built for. Quote, unquote, a real alpha man learns a lot from his mistakes. Quote, unquote, if your man don't learn a lot from his mistakes, then he ain't who you need him to be in that moment.
Mm.
All of those hit home for me. Here's a little story time. My ex and I went to a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
My bro was DJing. I was going to introduce them on the way out because my bro is an asshole. He got mad because I went up to talk to my bro twice. He was going to leave me up there. Just walked out and didn't say nothing. My whole thing was, why did it matter if y'all met? I had asked him earlier that week what makes him want to try again. And he said, it's not that I do. I'm nervous. So I'm figuring out what I want to do. I also think he got mad because my friend bought me a drink when she got there. I cussed him out because I really couldn't take it anymore. I also told him he was acting like a lady. I know I shouldn't have said that, but come on. This was my first time going off on him like that with all the BS he has been on. I told my bro and he was like, the fuck he want to meet me for? Y'all ain't together. I knew this would be his response. My brother wanted to call and talk to him on a three-way, but he blocked me. My brother was like, oh, he a bitch.
Nah.
Say, we had a trip planned to go out of town and all. Please don't press to all parties involved me. I really appreciate and love y'all. Okay, so I don't even see a question here. She's basically just saying, what's our thoughts on the situation? Apparently, you know, she brought her man to the spot. They went to a little lounge. Her brother was DJing. Her new man wanted to meet the brother. She was like, we ain't together. My brother is an asshole. He gonna call you out on that. So she like, nah, dude caught feelings. And that caused a bit of a riff. What's y'all thoughts on that, man, how that played out?
Get out your feelings, man. She told you you wasn't ready, and you proved to her you wasn't ready.
That's a fact.
Yeah, if I'm you, I'm gone. Immediately.
Stop talking to that man. He ain't gonna be who you need him to be.
Red flag.
The big red flag.
Flag on the plate. And
if he pretend to be the man that you need him to be, one day it's gonna spill out on you. And who knows what he gonna do in them moments.
Yeah, I agree. Self-esteem is not something that can be fixed, in my opinion. I feel like people who have bad self-esteem, they can mask it for a little minute, but it's always going to be there. And a lot of times it comes from, like, troubled upbringing. It comes from, you know, fear of abandonment. It's many different reasons, but none of those can be fixed within the span of an average relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he wanted to go up there and meet you, the fact he wanted to go up there and meet your brother, even though y'all was not an item, and he got mad because you was like, nah, this is not the right time, speaks to his level of immaturity for one, mm-hmm. and his insecurity for two. Dude probably got abandonment issues. That's just what it is. So he's trying to ingratiate himself in your life and stamp himself in there, even though y'all are not even an official goddamn item.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? What are we talking about? It ain't nothing else to say. And your brother stamped it. He said, what the hell he want to meet me for? Y'all ain't even an item. So for him to be catching feelings because of that speaks volumes as to why you should not be
with
him.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, I was supposed to go on a trip and he done blocked you and all that. He a little boy.
If I'm you, I still go on a trip.
He a little boy.
And if I see him at the airport when we get there, I get a different hotel on his stupid ass.
It's a fact. So, you know, again, I know you said don't do it, but prayers to all parties involved. We're going to keep it pushing, man. This next one's from Aaliyah, Patreon.
God damn, we was cracking, kid. Aaliyah, you better be able to sing and act.
She says, hey, what's up, y'all? This is Aaliyah with a follow-up response for how y'all shredded me to pieces.
Ooh.
Say about a man I was talking to and not committing after 6 weeks. Firstly,
mm-hmm.
him and I are still cool. Secondly, no, we have not had sex. Look at y'all starting rumors. He said, I should have mentioned that in the first message. Just yes. like I stated, my dating intentions from the gate, I also stated there would be no sex until we establish what we're doing and or until we're together. Thirdly, mm-hmm. sure, I agree our kids shouldn't have met so soon. However, we are all still cool. Also, Kenny mentioned I'm forcing it. I'm not forcing anything. I clearly stated in the previous message to you all that I fell back, meaning the issue was no longer pressed after our second conversation about dating. It has now been 3 months since we've met, and we are okay as friends, still hanging out, still talking on the FaceTime, putting our kids on the line to say what's up to each other and stuff. Last but not least, Trill, I vividly remember you telling me on the live with you and Smooth that while dating intentionally, to state my intentions from the gate, and I did. Now, I have Smooth saying wait 3 months. Which one is it? Because I also remember you saying after the first date, you should walk out the date knowing what you want from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Smooth, you got some explaining to do. Man, hey, you say you're contradicting yourself.
No.
Wait 3 months for what? Give up that ass?
She said 3 months. To I guess lay out what her intentions are.
So look, after you first initially meet somebody, y'all go on that first date, you should be learning as much as you can about what they telling you, what they not telling you. And after that date, you should be processing everything that went on in there, and that should tell you if you need to continue with this person or get rid of said person. You get what I'm saying? Now, after that, it's going to take you a while to actually figure out is they standing on everything that they talking about. Because initially, you know, when you go out with somebody, you meet somebody new, like they telling you everything about themselves. I'm this, I'm that, I do this, I do that. You understand me? I lead this, I do that. Oh, I'm a great man. Oh, I'm a great woman. Ooh, dude, they saying all these great things about themselves. That's what you need to be learning. All right, and this is what they saying. Now, in your 3 months quest with them, because that's what it is. You're on a quest. On a Zelda quest.
And that's all I think is Zelda. I think like you playing Zelda.
Hey, on this 3 month quest, like you figuring out, like, do they really, like, are they really breathing and eating what they really was talking about on that first initial setup? Or was it all just a setup to just try to hit or try to get what they want up out of you? You get what I'm saying? So your initial meetup, you need to be learning from that. Like, you need to be, all right, you said you do this. All right, I'm gonna check that. All right, you say you do that. All right, you looking for a wife. Okay, so that's a 6 to 8 month process. All right. And, okay, you want your wife to work? Okay, I can do that. I'm cool with that. All right, what else? So you want 2 kids? Like, this is the stuff you need to be learning. Y'all going to be talking about that and all that. Your family like this here. Oh, how was your upbringing? And all these. You're going to be talking about all that on y'all date and leading up to the date.
if you don't take the time to learn that and you just skip over that, it's going to take you far longer and you're going to get finessed. Mm. You understand me? So you need to write that down on your first initial date and then 3 months of learning to see if they standing on those principles that you agree with, because obviously you still standing there trying to see, trying to figure it out.
Right.
So that's what the first date and then the 3 months is about. The first date is learning. 3 months is standing on business. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you ain't standing on business, nigga.
Standing on business.
Need to see some consistency.
Yeah, that's it.
Need to see some consistency.
That's it.
I feel that.
That's facts, man. On the note, we're going to go on and move on to Mike. Patreon. I'm trying to get as many of y'all as I can. I say, what up, crew family? My name is Mike. So let me get this. Let me get straight to it.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
My girl keeps going through my Apple Watch trying to see if I'm cheating. What prompted her the first time months ago is when my phone went off at 3 a.m. It was a female friend that I've known for years. When she called, she didn't even want anything, literally. She called just to tell me how much fun she's having in Cancun at the hotel that I recommended for her.
No.
I had to block shorty.
Yep.
Because now you got me looking crazy in front of my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every chance she gets, my girl goes through my Apple Watch. It's connected to my phone. Mm-hmm. So that's like going through my phone, basically. She finds out that I'm communicating with some other female friends. That she knows nothing about yet. So now she feels away. And now I have to be in a hot seat explaining to her that nothing is going on every time. Because in my opinion, she never finds anything crazy in my phone. She just don't like the fact that I'm talking to other women that she don't know about. And it's like, damn, if I got to go introduce you to every woman I know, she's going to have a damn heart attack.
Hey.
He said, I know a lot of women due to the DJ industry I'm in. But I don't cheat on her at all. She thinks it's cheating because I communicate with these women. But some of these women are my homegirls that I've been knowing for years. Way before my girl even came into the picture. She just haven't met them yet, and I have no problem introducing these friends to her. She don't like the fact that I don't do anything, that I don't do anything but work,
mm-hmm.
both my jobs, and come home to her and my child.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I was cheating, I don't have time for it because that time is going to be to her.
Exactly.
I barely even hang with my close friends. I just want my individuality and my boundaries respected. I keep telling her to stop going through my stuff, but she still doesn't listen. So my question is this. What do you think about people in relationships going through each other's phones? Is it okay or not okay? Also, am I wrong in any way in this situation? Or is she wrong for constantly going through my devices? What should I do about this? Thank you all again for the podcast. It has helped me in so many ways and also confirming how right I am and a lot of things that I feel. Much That's love.
Real. I think it's all of the above. I think it's some of everything.
It's D, no, it's E. it's all of the above.
Because one, she shouldn't be going through your phone unless you gave her a reason. However, you are friends with quite a few women. You are a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So you have access to women that typically that she wouldn't see on a day-to-day basis. So that would naturally raise some insecurity, especially if you were a DJ at night.
Yeah. And these women is bad. And these women is bad.
Now and you're actually, put that on the table. And you're actually texting them. Even though you said what you said may not be, you know, foul or whatever. You know, if you were to flip it and your woman was in the nightlife and she got dudes in her phone, she hitting up, she telling you that's just her friend, you're not going to believe her.
Right.
You know, that's just what it is. So I just think once she knows some of these people, I think she'll get more comfortable. It seems like that's how women are. Like once they kind of, once they're no longer like in the gray or in the back or feel like they don't know anything, if you put it all out front, just lay it up out there, I think she'd probably feel more comfortable. But I would ease off the texting, though. And that chick hitting you up at 3 a.m, that's super wild. Because that just opened up a can of worms that, you know, you didn't thought you would avoid it.
Dang.
But, you know, so yeah, you just got to be honest with it, keep it a stack, especially if you're not doing nothing, you know, malicious. Just be like, here, baby, here, what you need, what you need from me. How can I make this, you know, situation comfortable for the both of us? Do you mind if I text this woman? Do you don't mind? Like, that's the conversation y'all need to have. Like, if she's going to be going through your phone and then saying that she feel the way about you texting women, but then don't say don't text women. I don't know. That's the conversation that y'all got to have.
Yeah. I mean, I think your homegirl messed up your whole situation mm-hmm. with that 3 a.m. phone call that you answered, and she got to yelling in a very emphatic manner about how much fun she's having based on a connect that you introduced her to. But yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, man, you gotta like you gotta set up boundaries. Having women friends going into a relationship is just dangerous. It just is what it is. Most women are not gonna be cool with that, regardless of how secure she is. Especially if you got a lot of them, right? Mm-hmm. One is already enough,
right?
But you got a lot of them, and you calling them, y'all texting, y'all kicking it, y'all chopping it up. Fact is that when you get in relationships, man, things gotta change with your friends. Boundaries have to be enforced at this point. Because if your girl got in a relationship and did the same thing, you'll be ready to put hands on somebody. That's just what it is. I don't give a damn how cool y'all was before we got together. Mm-hmm. You are in a relationship now. You're not answering 3 a.m. calls from no other grown man that ain't your family member. Blood family member. What, like, no. So when you doing that, you got to put yourself in her shoes. And I think that's where a lot of men go wrong at. We be thinking, okay, well, my intentions.
But damn, I'm not doing nothing. Damn. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But we not looking at it from the lens of if that shit was flipped around, you don't give a damn what her intentions is.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's bigger than that, bro.
You playing with me. 3 a.m. and you answer the phone for a grown man while we laying in the bed?
It's not you I don't trust. It's them niggas.
try to clean it up.
Fuck that. Stop cleaning it up, fellas. I don't trust both of y'all.
I don't trust none of these niggas.
So, hey, you get what you give. So, with her going through your phone, hey, bro.
That's just that.
My advice to you, keep it clean.
But, I mean, is it wrong? The act of going through a phone.
Yes.
Absolutely. The act of going through a phone, it speaks volumes as to that person's trust. It speaks volumes as to that person's self-esteem. And fact is, she has neither of those.
Yeah, but you violated them.
Yeah.
With the 3 a.m. call, because it sounded like she wasn't going through your stuff before mm-hmm. that 3 a.m. call. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just got to get it back. You explained
it. So, now, yeah. So, you got to get rid of all that and keep your phone clean. Eventually, it'll die down.
Yep. So, that's what it boiled down to.
Don't be like old girl and do random phone checks. Phone check!
Kelly Bundy. That's real rap.
Phone check.
And not look, to be petty, though, if I'm you, I'm going through her phone, too. Just so she can stop going through
mine. Hey, just make a show. You want to do a swap for swap?
Hey, that's what you got to do. Because some people
delete it before she come to you.
Hey, yeah, some people do that to, you know what I'm saying, to validate what they doing on the other side.
Yep, that's very true.
So she going through your stuff, sneaking go through her stuff. And then, hey, you know how you get out? I wouldn't advise it, but you got to be petty. And if you find something, you got to be all the way petty. You got to go to the gauntlet with it. I can't believe it. I'm up here breaking my back for you. You know what? You got to take it all the way there. That way, you understand me, y'all have a new clean slate and nobody go through each other's phone.
You
got to
take it all the way there.
Yeah, you got to take it all the way there. Yeah.
Let's see, man. I'm trying to. Okay, last one of the day, man. It's from. Okay, from Trey. Patreon. Okay. And make sure, man, what all y'all be doing. All right, my boy, say what up, crew. It's Trey again. No anonymous shit here.
Goddamn it.
So I want to speak my truth. I'm listening to episode 151, and a clip came up with a girl saying they cheat as much as men do. It's just women are sneakier. Cue Michael Jordan's, and I took that personally. Meme. Reason I say this is because I, as a man, can say I've stepped out on a relationship once before. A few circumstances led up to the event. I took accountability for it as well as the one to tell my woman at the time I did it before she could even find out. It wasn't because I wasn't careful. It wasn't because I wasn't protected or sneaky. What got me was my guilt, and I couldn't live with that. My guilt being a whole would ruin a relationship out of spite because she can't have a temporary thing as a permanent. Men will be a side thing and keep their mouth closed and won't tell her nigga nothing. Only a woman will get emotionally involved and make it her business to say the relationship status is for her to determine. Most men outside of August Alsina would not let any quote unquote WAP make them jeopardize the benefits they are reaping from what they got going on. Logically speaking, it just doesn't make sense. So no, women aren't sneakier. It's that men who women involve themselves with are keeping that tucked. I dropped the mic on that. Much love. Keep pardon because the world needs it. My boy ain't even had no, you know what I mean?
He just wanted to drop some gems off.
That's just real. I mean, I agree. I think the whole women are better cheaters thing is overrated. Like I say all the time, it would be easy for me to go to a court, a basketball court, and it's a bunch of 5-year-olds playing basketball, and I score 60. It's very easy for me to do that when defense is not being played.
A
lot of these relationships, the man is not necessarily looking for the woman to cheat. Just like in this last question we got before this, my girl going through my phone, my girl in my Apple Watch, my girl in my DMs. Most men are not doing that, right? So because that's the case, for one, it's going to be harder to catch you cheating. The shit got to literally come to our face. Like, you got to do something egregious for us to be like, wait a minute, let me go do a little digging, right? Two, side dudes have the best job in the world. So they are unwilling to request a promotion. They are unwilling to rock the boat because why would I? I'm getting the best of you, and your man got to deal with everything else that come with you. I just get the best of you. I just get the sex. I get the head. I get the great conversation. I get the food. And whenever you get to tripping, whoa, whoa, that's not what we do. I'm about to head on back to the house. You take all of that to your man. All the insecurity, all the arguing, all the nagging, all the that's your man. But me being a side dude, I come through there, we have sex, we have a great time, great conversation, I go about my business. Because of that, most men are not willing to come forward and rock the boat. In comparison to women, when women agree to the side role, they want a promotion.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Even though they say they don't.
It's a contract.
We can just, it's all good, we can just... No. Blah, blah, blah. But the more you do it, the more she wants a promotion. And then eventually, when she realizes she ain't going to get it, women will burn the bridge down so nobody else can walk across it. That's what the reality is in this shit. And because of those two things, women have the they are better at cheating narrative that's being pushed. It's not true. Men just don't give a damn to do all that FBI detective work.
I agree. Because I think it's the slightest thing. And then women, a lot of times, too, they give shit away so easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you really pay attention, like, you would know.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, all that stuff. She's naming somebody that you ain't never heard of. Y'all been together how many years?
Bruh.
You ain't never heard this girl. Oh, yeah, she coming in from out of town from da-da-da. Yeah, that's David. That's who coming in from out of town.
Real shit.
Coming down to lay some pipe.
And David about that poignon.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
So you better ask questions. You better be just like Mr. Biggs.
Now, you could have a simp on your hand that feel like he could replace you.
That's true.
Mm. You understand?
Very
me?
True.
It's few and far between with men.
Very
but
few.
But when you get them, they the ones that'll kill you.
Yeah.
No, that's a fact.
Just take your spot.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, that's real.
So you got to watch yourself.
That's the game, man. On that note, we're going to go and wrap this thing up, man. Salute to Crusader Nation.
Goddamn me.
We are back. Patreon, we are back.
Get off my back.
Everybody that been asking.
Get off my back.
Just had to take a little break, man, to get some things in order, man. We working on some content, man. And
we got a lot of stuff.
We can't wait for y'all to see it, man, and be a part of it. Y'all going to see exactly why the break came here pretty soon.
Just get off my back about.
Straight up. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. You know, y'all got any last words before we get up out of here?
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
Like, share, subscribe.
That's it. Tell your mama and granny about me.
Real rap.
Bring you know what I'm saying, pull it up on the TV, bring the family around. Right. The holidays coming around.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all, you know, put the crew on the map.
That's just that, man. On that note, we're going to get up out of here, man, with a record off that new NBA young boy, man. It's called Life and Glory. We gone.
Any last words?
Bird joints flexing.
Chippewa talking, my brother first car, two rods, one bar. We spit that bitch out of metal, then we both floating to the mall. I said I had a dream, I told three, pray hard, he chose me. AI was 16 with 100 G's. Set of 8 with a hammer on it, trying to leave shit dead, I'm saying. Mama, I swear to never live my life in glory. And if I had one wish, it'd be that none of my niggas never change. I'ma forever stack these millions, trying my hardest, been a man. Hold on, wake up, crank out the Rolls Royce, that shit with no choice. Know that I gotta keep a double R in my garage. I got XD equipped to light and beam. It ain't never less than 3 security ran around the yard. They talk about how I made it, far ahead and hard though. Sauce off and hard though. I'ma fucking shame if 3 go back to selling peas. Know we both might relapse with a
with 500 love. Play with my heart, I might relapse with 500 hoes. I'm on that money, I leave no gap, I'm flying in that road. Still that same yang and I'm soldin' off for 20, trying to take some shit down. NBA, yo, bitch, ain't say so high to when I come around. 500,000 on that bitch, one day she stand down. I got two wanna come take me out on the lake like right now. I need two for to just put it out in they face like a towel. I'm so cool, got that G-Wagon lifted up inches like a distortion. Switch my rims out the place, ain't no way they could ignore it. I been making all these pussy, that nigga mad, I ain't getting bored. I tell you one M for 1 month, just splurge, I just blow it. Who gon' take some, you just one cut, you gon' die inside that phone. Atlanta projects got them hitters tryna blow something, they none. Fuck that fine, it's a full breed, chucking through his snoring. Man, I'll breathe, leave my land to my son. She so fine, she had fooled me. I knew what I was doing. I can't say that, my little slime ain't tell me nothing. Down like Holly diamonds on us. Down like how we be shining on them. And I say I'll behind my money. Put a bitch off in the trunk and never again, you ever seen. Put 80 grand on top of your head and your relative. No hesitation, soon to see buck, he done felt the step. Fuck wrong with me, cause all I think in a nigga career. One leg is squeezed, soon as you die, have your family in tears. We make three bodies, dry one night, great digging for real. We hit our knees, cry to Messiah, I swear to stay still. Fuck wrong with these niggas, I swear it ain't hard to be real. It was your partner, he can hold on a charge of the year. Picked up that powder, he didn't put down that boy for this year. Promised his wife that he wouldn't buy no more.
Hey, hold on, man. We played the wrong song, man. We got to... That wasn't the right song. Oh, the song was supposed to be Better Than Ever, NBA YoungBoy Rod Wave.
Okay.
So we're going to go on and play that, man, and get on the phone. We played the wrong song. My bad, y'all. Here we go.
And me.